Hope your Saturday's treating you well. And, oh, a Merry Christmas Eve to you. From all of us here at Baltimore's 98 Rock to all of you, wherever the hell you're listening. And Scott had a party a week ago, a little over a week and a day. It was his 40th birthday party. Josh, what did you do for yours?
For my 40th?
Yeah.
I went to a Billy Joel concert with you guys.
Yeah.
And we were so far up in the stadium. We were in the last row in the stadium.
Yep. If you're never listening to the program that far back, we got tickets to see Billy Joel because Josh likes Billy Joel. And because we're beloved here to such a degree that they actually had to take us in by helicopter to drop us out so high up. I'm half expecting us, to, upon entering the stadium, to be handed oxygen tanks like climbers at Everest because the air got real thin up there. And I had no idea, by the way, that at the top of the stadium, the angle on those seats is so severe that like your kneecaps and shins are at the person's head sitting in front of you.
It's very uncomfortable.
And if you have a fear of heights, you're basically going to be digging your fingernails into some of those seats at night with a good wind whip when, you know, the piano man himself tickles the ivories, stops playing, and then the sound makes it to you 20 seconds later.
Yes.
You're so far away. I don't know what I'm going to do for mine, but I can promise you it's in 2 years from now. It ain't going to be good.
Oh, I think it'll be great.
The party might be, but my reaction to turning 40 is probably going to be pretty severe. 30 was bad had it not been for the birthday party that I had. 25 was bad. Even 16 freaked me out a little bit because you start to get a taste of, well, I'm about to be an adult. So 40 should be pretty garbage.
Yeah, I mean, I remember 21, I thought it was the end of the world. But what I would give to be 21 again.
If I were a young man. Scott turned 40, and we celebrated it for some reason. I'm on the curtain. It was a list of who's who. Former Ravens, current broadcast stars, old men that scream three times during our show about sports. Mike Anderson, great food, a gentleman who refused to take his coat off. Strange women nobody recognized. And an odd green drink that I pretended to drink and immediately spit it out into a glass because I just couldn't do it at that point.
Yeah. What was that?
That was a weird drink. Scott's 40th birthday party. Surprise. Bad Decisions. It was awesome. Thank you to everybody from Bad Decisions, by the way. Your staff was great upstairs and downstairs. Awesome spot right across from One-Eyed Mike's, the old Fletcher's. And
the old Get Down.
The Get Down. Get Down to the Get Down. It was a good time. And, yeah, what was this drink? There was like a weird witch's cauldron. It almost looked like something that Louis Pasteur would have used to experiment in a laboratory with. It had an odd crystal tip. It almost looked like a complete clear glass teapot.
Yeah, that thing's not that uncommon. They do that like
I've never seen one
in like European countries. What they'll do is they just put wine in it.
Gotcha.
And then they just like pass it around the table, and everybody kind of like, you don't put your lips on it because it shoots out like this perfect stream that goes right into your mouth.
Yeah, no one told this thing is that.
And you just kind of like sip the wine out of that, and it's a fun little way to do it, I guess. It's
you just hand more it to me. I'm in the darkness. I've already had a couple of soda pops, so I'm really feeling myself. And I take this thing, and I place it to my lips, and immediately, and someone's like, you're not supposed to put your mouth on it, Justin. Sorry. Like,
yeah,
none of the people had to enjoy it.
Agua. A-G-W-A. Agua de Bolivia. It's the coca leaf liqueur.
Oh, cocaine. Oh, good. It's a real high
made
cocaine
from the
right
same plant as cocaine.
No wonder I didn't get to bed. Yeah, it had a weird hint to it as green. That was at the point of the night where I had to start faking drinks because I was already feeling it. And I'm like, if I have a couple more, it's Vomit City, population me. I mean, it got to the point where at the end of the night when we drove home and Joe and Katie, Joe Robinson, his beautiful
you
girlfriend
almost,
Katie.
Had to tell him pull over?
Yep. I told him, like, guys, I'm going to yak. Just get home. And I ended up sleeping on their couch for 4 hours while they had vicious, passionate sex in the other room. Got to listen to all of it. And that was one of those drinks where I'm like, if I have this, I'm falling asleep here. Faked a shot. Ugh, I did an over-the-shoulder shot. Someone handed me, like, Rumple Mints or something. I'm like, yeah, you got it. Down my back.
Yeah. It was a great night. I do need to thank my beautiful, amazing wife for planning everything, you know, getting everything in order. And shout out to Joe Benny's and Little Italy for the pizza and Carlos Zabala Studios for the photo booth, which was a big hit.
Awesome.
Great photos coming out of the photo booth.
Well, what I thought was really funny about the whole thing was maybe 2 weeks ago, you came to me and you're like, yeah, so was, you know, my 40th is coming up and Sandy said we're going out to dinner. And I'm like, I want to party.
God, I wonder if we're going to be doing anything. It sounds like we're going to go and grab a bite.
Well, no,
bites.
Because I kind of gave her a heart. She yeah. I think she like didn't
no one loves Scotty.
Play it right. She kind of, instead of just like, just saying like, don't worry about like, you know, don't worry about it. You know, we'll figure something out. I got you. Like, you know what I mean? She kind of said, well, I think for your birthday, we'll just like go out to dinner. Like she did like one of those. And I was like, really? I'm like, because really? I kind of, you know, I think maybe
40's kind of a huge deal
yeah,
for me.
I think I would kind of like to have. So then I kind of like, you know, gave her like a bit of a guilt trip. So I knew there was something happening.
Back
you know
bags.
What I mean? I won't say I was completely surprised. I was surprised when I first walked in and the way the upstairs is open.
It's like a mezzanine, like a balcony. You could look down.
And you were all looking down and you all shouted. Like, I was truly stunned and shocked. And then when I got upstairs, the amount of people that had showed up, the people that I had no clue who were going to be there that showed mm-hmm. up, my good friend Selena from Albany.
Marty Bass.
Flew in and didn't tell a single soul. She surprised everybody. My brother,
yes,
his wife, my nephew, they drove up from North Carolina, and Rita and Ron Reardon.
Hugs are good, honey.
Flew in from Florida to be there, and I had no clue, and
because the
I
gimmick
started
with that,
crying. I'm crying like a baby when I see Selena and my brother and my sister-in-law and my parents.
Mom just calls on Friday. You think she's in Florida when she
right.
calls you on the show, so that was actually really good. Of a rug pull on Mike Anderson's part. Hey, let's get you into town, but we'll call you and you act like you're in Florida.
The whole time she's on the phone, she's like, can you hear the buses in the background? She's going to know him at the airport. I'm like, he's not going to, you'll be fine.
Yes, she called the show at what, 9 o'clock hour on Friday? And here I am, and she threw me off the scent. She goes, yeah, we're at the VA hospital with your father.
Oh, she's good.
Meanwhile, they're at BWI Airport waiting for a rent-a-car, a bus or something. And, like, I didn't know that. They were in town. They were in town all day on Friday. I had no clue. I'm home napping. I'm showering. I'm shaving. I'm picking up Stella. My parents are here. They're helping Sandy set up the party. They were there. Jarrett Johnson showed up. Keith Mills showed up. Brett Hollander was there. Darren Kadish. Wendy.
Brennan, our listener friends from many years ago
in
Jamaica or Bahamas, and Mike sent me a salacious text later that evening. It was
Paige.
Just a Paige. Whoa, hey.
Hey, ho.
Paige,
God.
How are
Dang.
You doing, Paige? So we have audio here of the surprise, Michael?
Yes, yes. This is the actual moment Scott walked in.
Scott just opens fire.
Yo!
Oh my God, yo!
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 I have a bucket of diarrhea.
Yeah, it was awesome. And, you know, it's, I have a hard time with things like this. And,
oh, why is that?
You know, it's, I don't know.
Don't like having the focus on yourself?
I swear, I don't. I don't. When I was standing by the cake and everybody was singing happy birthday, I wanted to crawl inside myself. I just can't. And then, you know, and to think that everybody traveled, you know, I don't care how far, but they all showed up and they got gifts and it was like for me.
So let's pretend for a second.
It makes me very uncomfortable. I don't feel worthy. I never feel worthy. I got to work on that.
Let's pull a page out of Spiegel's book. Who wasn't there? Who should have been there?
I'm not going to do that. I don't do that.
Who should have been there?
No, I don't know.
If
I mean, it was
party,
perfect.
If that's
perfect.
Your party, Josh, are you looking around? Who didn't come?
You mean from the station?
Yeah, are you thinking?
Oh, no, if it's your party, are you absentee? Looking around thinking like there are? I never thought like that for once.
I completely forgot about it, but I thought these people were going to be there. Josh and I were
don't
talking about it in the car.
Well,
no,
write it
it's
down.
Nothing.
Write it down.
It's nothing bad. I'll just write it down.
I know.
Nah, I wouldn't. No, because Chiquita planned it, so she invited. You know, why would those people
I
be
mean,
there?
They're not responding to my email, so why would they show up?
Guys, are we being iced out right now? They're not showing up to Scott's party. They're not responding to your emails. Hey, writing's on the wall. We get it.
We
How
don't
will they
exist.
Slight me this week?
We don't exist.
But it seemed like a great... Did you guys have a great... Like, it seemed like a great time.
Dude, that was
Spiegel,
a fantastic
I know you
party.
Felt obligated, and...
No, I didn't feel obligated.
To like, but I know you put yourself out there because you feel like you need to, you
you're
know, like you almost like punch the clock and you want to make sure you're putting in a decent amount of hours. You could have stayed for 20 minutes and left, and I would have
been
happy.
You hung out for like an hour
but
or two.
But you stayed super long, man. I looked down. I'm like, why are you still here?
Well, it was nice. I enjoyed it.
People yeah, started like, I thought people were genuinely having a good time. Like,
absolutely.
Was that, I mean, because everybody can go to a party, and a party can be like, ah, cool, we're here for his 40th, and you know, whatever. But I felt like this was a party.
Yeah.
No, it was a party. There was no BS, no drama, no drunky pants that got out of control. Everyone had a lot of fun. I did get massively turned down by everybody because I wanted to do a out for Scotty. And when you're standing up there in the mezzanine, everyone was just to withdraw their stuff. And you were just going to see this huge, like, chandelier made of penises. And yeah. We're all supposed to scream, out for Scotty. And your wife was like, don't do that because we'll get kicked out. Oh, it was a very nice time. I hope you had fun.
It was a blast.